You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Perspectives, live with Ashley Burgess here on 570 KLIF or on iHeartRadio application. It's so easy, easy breezy. So I really appreciate you joining us this evening, whether it's on the dial or on the internet. You know, the last few weeks, we've had some really interesting discussions. We've talked about making changes in our life. We've talked about the Burgess 7. We've talked about what it is and why, when we need to make a change, it's so important that we actually do it. You know, when you're going around telling everybody the thing that's wrong in your life, you realize that that might be the thing that needs to change. You know, Perspectives is really not old at all. It's not old. It's not hashed out. It's not rehashed. You know, there's new concepts. You know, this is a place, you know, this is really a show. This is really a place, or a new realm, really, you know, where you can hear all that's new, all that's interesting, and with all new perspectives. You know, we don't want to miss later on in the hour. We have J.R. Adkins coming on to discuss the, obviously, the Perspectives Pulse. And we'll be talking about the lowdown on networking and the places to be this week to be right. You need to be on networking and meeting other people that maybe have like-minded thoughts as you do. As well as Katie D will be joining me later on in the hour, and she's a privacy advocate transforming people's lives, and she's got a lot of really neat stuff to talk about. We're going to also discuss, you know, Edward Snowden's choice to blow the whistle. Did he make a good choice? Did he choose wisely for himself or others, and kind of the changes that he's going to face here in the future? You know, but before we go on, before we talk about change, and before we talk about what we're going to talk tonight about, and tonight's really about, you know, making those changes that we made and feeling comfortable with those changes, feeling comfortable where we are in our life right now, and being able to get over that anxiety that we have. Because a lot of times when we make changes in our lives, we make significant changes, we make significant ground, and then we're there going, oh my gosh, what am I going to do now? Oh my gosh. And you're still in that fight mode, you're still in that fight or flight mode, and you're still, and now all of a sudden you're having some remorse. You're having some changers remorse, and we're going to talk about that later on the hour. But let's talk about some of the stuff that's current in the news, currently in the news. You know, I know a lot of you are really going to be sad. A lot of you that are listening are going to feel sad, you're going to feel lost. There's going to be a major void in your life. You know, our lovable Men's Warehouse guy, you know the one, right? He always says, you're going to like the way you look, and I guarantee it. You know, George Zimmerman, the executive chairman of Men's Warehouse, has been terminated from his position. They haven't told us exactly why yet, but he's been terminated. I'm sure he'll make some money. I'm sure it'll be what it is, but there'll be no more commercials about how great we're going to feel. I mean, that's kind of sad to me. I mean, I want to feel good when I buy clothes. I want to feel good. I want to feel like I was a successful participant in that buying and selling of trades of goods, you know? You know, in other recent news, you have Dolce & Gabbana. You know Dolce & Gabbana, you know, the designers have been sentenced to 1 year and 8 months in prison. Yeah, no, they weren't sentenced because of their recent fashions have bombed and no one's liked their designs for quite some time. But they were recently found guilty of hiding $1.3 billion. $1.3 billion. An income from Italian tax collectors. And I believe they found the money stuffed in a corset of one of their models. No, I'm just kidding. Obviously, they would be too skinny to hide that much money. But actually, they were hiding the money in a company in Luxembourg-based company called Gatto. And that is supposedly some sort of shell of a company. It's not a real company. And in the meantime, I think if any of y'all have been on Twitter, we've seen that Gabbana has been tweeting pictures of plants. Basically, all day he shoots pictures of plants and tweets those, as well as he's appealing the verdict itself here. So neither Dolce nor Gabbana have seen the inside of a courtroom yet. So I wish them good luck in a fashionable Italian prison. You know, I hope it's really good fashion. We'll see. Maybe they'll have a runway there. Who knows? Who knows? You know, in other news, you have Martha Stewart. You know, Martha Stewart's back in the news. Not so much sensationalized as it was. You know, she's not in prison. She was being interviewed on the way to an event, actually. They were riding in the car together, and the reporter that was interviewing her was, I don't know who was driving, but they were sitting in the car. I'm sure somebody was driving the car for them, and they were in the back seat or the limo, what have you. And they found themselves in some traffic, and they realized finally that this truck really far ahead was the reason why there was this backup. So the truck was causing the entire backup. And they were able to actually see both of the people, and they were both smoking joints, marijuana. And the reporter made the comment that obviously with both these people smoking marijuana, they weren't in any rush, hence the traffic that they were in. And Martha Stewart only made reference to the sloppy joint rolling ability, and she said she could have rolled them much better. You know, I don't know. I mean, that's kind of interesting. I mean, I'm wondering what she's going to come out with next. You know, I was wondering what kind of cookbook, you know, Martha Stewart might be coming up next. Maybe pot butter. You know, pot butter, the other ingredient. I don't know. It could be interesting to see what happens with that. You know, Martha Stewart is always intriguing me. You know, and if any of you have been following the Lindsay Lohan trilogy, I'm just gonna call her LL. L squared has switched rehabs again. I know. She was able to leave Betty Ford because she told her father that Betty Ford is filled with drugs. She's been moved to Cliffside, a $68,000-a-month facility. And for 1 week, nobody's going to be able to talk to her. You know, they can't talk to her outside of the rehab facility because there's a one-week blackout period. And I don't know if y'all are familiar with it, but normally rehab facilities have blackout periods where, you know, family and outside sources cannot get to the person that's having treatment because they're trying to actually get the rehab to work. You know, because a lot of times there's other people that are, you know, kind of reinforcing these bad habits. You know, it's also other people that might be pushing them over the edge, per se. But, you know, I don't understand why everybody's so into Lindsay Lohan. I'm sure you have a friend of yours or somebody you know or a family member that's screwing up. So maybe you should help them. Maybe you should ask them. Take some interest in them sometime. You know, I don't know. Heck, I don't know. But anyway, good luck to her. I hope she finds some sobriety at some point. You know, but last week we really dove in with both feet. You know, we really did. We dove in with both feet. We were clothed head to toe. And we had our drink in our hand, and when it comes to the Burgess 7 Change Initiative, we really made it happen. And I got a lot of texts, I got a lot of tweets, and some Facebook messages, and I really appreciate it. I'm glad some of y'all have made some major changes, and I know that that can be scary, but it's definitely worth it. You know, I know you figured out what needs to be changed, I know you created that list, I know you had to probably deal with some confrontation on the situation. You know, and, you know, there's something to be said about confrontation. Confrontation is not all bad. You know, a lot of times, you know, confronting something, get it out there, it, you know, ends this drama. You know, the drama that's talking behind people's backs, having issues, you know, that kind of thing. Confrontation can be good. You know, so change really takes great power, you know, and with change, you have sometimes confrontation, right? Okay. And we're waiting for the next big thing to happen. You know, however, a lot of times we need to be working on being comfortable with where we are right now, right? So we've made this big change. We've had this conflict. You know, no matter how bad the conflict was, no matter how dramatic the confrontation and you know, was, now where do we go from here? Okay, so I've made the change. I've confronted the situation. I've argued. I fussed. I fighted. And I walked away. And now, you know, I should be happy with the decision I made. You know, after making these life changes, you know, you can sometimes feel lost. You know, you can kind of feel confused. And you can kind of feel a little disappointed, maybe a little let down or just, ugh. You know, because it's like the fight. I mean, the fight was giving you this adrenaline. The arguments, the issues, the confrontation was giving you like this feeling, you know, like you were in some sort of game. You're running from something big time. Stuff's going on, you know. And then all of a sudden, it's kind of a letdown a little bit because you're not having to fight. You know, it kicks in your energy, it kicks in those endorphins, whether they're good or bad. And, you know, stress is not good for anybody. It doesn't help you health-wise. You know, but once it's over, you feel tired, you're wanting something else to do. You know, throughout life, when we're fighting or changing, after doing it for so long, we overcome the issue, we tend to still be in that fight-or-flight mode. And we can't calm down, we can't relax. You know, it's like that old song, now that we've found love, what are we gonna do with this? You know, and it's like, now that we've found change and we got rid of insanity, right? What do we do with this? What do we do now? What do I do with this life that I don't have insanity in? What do I do? You know, because the insanity card has been making us feel like we've been taking crazy pills for so long, right? We have to recalibrate our life. That begins with dealing with the change, the loss, mourning it, moving forward in our life. You know, we can't move forward if we have one foot in the present and one foot in the past, right? Makes sense. You know, when you change your career path, your friends, your lifestyle, you get out of a relationship, whatever. These are big changes. You have to spend a little bit of time mourning the loss of this and then move on to your better life. So, you know, we're going to talk about more about this subject because it's very important, as well as changer's remorse. When we go into the second segment, we're going to be talking about changer's remorse. Just like buyer's remorse, it's the same type of thing. We'll talk about that because a lot of times when we make these changes, we needed to so bad, we waited so much time to do it that we have to really recalibrate our life because we've been measuring it on the wrong stuff. So, you know, keep it on 570 or keep it on iHeartRadio. We got a lot of cool things coming up. We got Katie D coming on talking to us. She's an advocate transforming people's lives. We're going to discuss more about that, as well as later on in the hour, we have the Perspectives Pulse. And don't forget, we're going to be talking about how to eliminate this insanity and how to have like really happy life and a successful one at that. So keep it here on the dial, and guess what? We'll be back in two shakes.
Spring is about renewal, and that includes your skin. Refresh yourself and look your best with Skintastic's Pre-Summer Solutions Specials. Is your skin looking and feeling a bit dull? The elements are harsh on our delicate skin, and the Texas dry heat takes its toll on our complexion, resulting in fine lines and wrinkles. Do you have large pores or acne scarring? Skintastic has the solution. Erase fine lines and wrinkles, reduce acne scarring and large pores, and look fresh with a DOT CO2 laser treatment. For a limited time, you can receive a complimentary treatment of your neck area when you buy a full face CO2 laser treatment at Skintastic. That's over $750 in savings. And Dr. Jeffrey Edelglass and his team of licensed estheticians and medical professionals at Skintastic will take excellent care of you. Inquire about Skintastic's Spring Slim Down by calling 972-620-FACE. That's 972-620-FACE. Skintastic has two locations in Uptown and Plano, or visit them online at skintastic.com. Skintastic is your beauty realized.